Sports shows can sound like a panel of old barking seals, but this week Terry Bradshaw sounded more like a trumpet. Mr. Bradshaw's a Hall of Fame quarterback who won four Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 1970s and now sits and jaws with other old stars for Fox NFL Sunday, which I watch and like, but you wouldn't confuse it with All Things Considered. Terry Bradshaw's shtick is to play the good old plain-talking country boy alongside people in slick suits who talk about Deflategate completion rates in the red zone. This past Sunday, he was plain and lyrical. Greg Hardy's a defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys who missed all but one game last season when he was with the Carolina Panthers because he was convicted by a judge of assaulting his former girlfriend. The charges bear repeating. Greg Hardy's former girlfriend testified that the 6'4", 279-pound NFL franchise player threw her into a bathtub, dragged her by the hair, hurled her onto a futon covered with weapons, and locked his hands around her throat. His conviction got dropped after Hardy reached an out-of-court settlement with the woman, which usually means a monetary agreement. He was signed by the Dallas Cowboys during the offseason. When the Cowboys played the New England Patriots Sunday, Terry Bradshaw said, "Anybody in my opinion that lays a hand on a woman, I don't care who you are, my friend, you never come back in this league." But Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, in his desperation to get a pass rusher, said, and by the way, Terry Bradshaw does a pretty deft imitation of the Cowboys owner, "Well, you know what, America, Cowboy fans, he's all right, he's a good boy, we're going to get him all straightened out over here and bring him in." Terry Bradshaw's been a clear and consistent voice. When Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback of his own old club, the Pittsburgh Steelers, was accused of rape in 2008 and 2010, Terry Bradshaw said, "If I had owned the Steelers, hear me loud and clear, he would not be a Steeler. I would have gotten rid of him. What he did in my eyes is absolutely unacceptable." The Patriots went on to defeat the Cowboys and Greg Hardy Sunday 30-6. The NFL has put a pink ribbon on its emblem to mark Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But this year alone, six NFL players have been arrested for domestic violence and one for sexual battery. The NFL doesn't seem to have any awareness ribbons for that. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Terry Bradshaw, singing.